Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Music of Canada will be our program this week. We'll hear a piece from Elizabeth Raum's new CD for clarinet, violin, and piano, part of Sophie Carmen Eckhart Grammaté's Piano Concerto, Norma Beecroft's Jeu deux for flute, viola, and digital processing, Evelyn Strubach's Nonette, and a little mazurka of Laura Lemon. We'll begin with the longest piece of the program, the duet and burlesque of Elizabeth Raum. Although born in New Hampshire, she has lived in Canada for many years. She is both principal oboist with the Regina Symphony Orchestra and an associate composer of the Canadian Music Center. She earned her Bachelor of Music in Oboe Performance from the Eastman School of Music, her Master of Music in Composition from the University of Regina, and in May of 2004, she was awarded an honorary doctorate in humane letters from Mount St. Vincent University in Halifax, Nova Scotia. An extremely prolific composer, her works include 3 operas, over 60 chamber pieces, 17 vocal works, choral works, including an oratorio, several ballets, concerti, and major orchestral works. We're going to hear Elizabeth Raum's duet and burlesque, composed in 2001 for clarinet, violin, and piano. Played on this recording by Contrasts Trio and commissioned by 2 of its members, the composer tells us that the piece is programmatic in that it is meant to be a musical description of Edward, the violinist, and Pauline, clarinetist. The first movement, duet, evokes an image of the 2 of them having a quiet conversation begun by the clarinet and joined by the violin in harmony. The piano soon enters in as if reflecting what has just been said and continues both as an accompaniment and as a voice of its own. Those who know Ed Minovich, the pianist, recognize that he is an indomitable storyteller who often goes off on tangents with such skill that the listener isn't quite sure where reality left off and the story begins. This tendency is apparent in the violin part of Burlesque, with the violin frequently wandering off into cadenzas and contrasting parts, only to be brought back or angrily interrupted by the clarinet and piano. Finally, the clarinet becomes impatient and decides to take over with a quasi-klezmer solo of its own. The violin is silent only for a moment before he, too, enters the fray, and the movement builds in intensity until the whirlwind finish. This movement originally had the subtitle, She Can't Control Her Man. Let's hear it now, performed by the Contrasts Trio, Edward Minovich violin, Pauline Minovich clarinet, and David McIntyre piano.